Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sister Leola, and I am calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I just want to give God thanks for this prayer line and the brothers and sisters that join in. By God's grace, let us go into prayer and offer up a prayer to our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you tonight, Father. Even though this evening is Christmas, dear Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters. Let us come give you thanks for bringing us into this day and allowing us to see another day of week. So we thank you, Father, for blessing us to be able to get on the prayer line and to fellowship and to worship you once again. Now, Lord, as we join in, our brothers and sisters, let them come and give thanks because this is the will of God. To fellowship together, give you thanks and to praise you for what you have done for all mankind. You have offered your blood and that we may have life and more and abundantly. So thank you, Father, and we ask for the blessing of your Holy Spirit to be with us as we give our share, as we give our thanks, reading, and everything that is due to you. Thank you. And we just say, welcome, sisters and brothers, to Advent Light Ministry. I'm hoping that you will be blessed and that you will have a scripture reading, a song, whatever was in your heart. Let the Lord bless this prayer line with your praise. So we're going to begin to open the line but I would like to just read something short. This is a little signs of time. Does God care that hurting? Yes, he does. And I'm just going to read you just a little short paragraph. I just want to read, start at the beginning, and then if I have time, I can always read something else. When we live in a world where terrible things happen to people who don't deserve it, Hurricane Katrina slammed ashore near New Orleans, breaking levees, and thousands died. Hundreds and thousands are without shelter or drinking water. Homes and possessions are swept away, or suffering may take on more everyday form. A sudden disease, an accident of divorce or death, whatever the reason, we instinctively cry out when we're hurt. We want to know, why me? Does God care when I'm hurting? And I'm going to open that question next time when I read. I'm reading from a little pamphlet. So we're going to begin by opening the line for our brothers and sisters. Amen. So let me just look at the board and praise God. I pray that many have joined us, but if it's God's will, amen, not many, but what's on here, we can praise him, the ones that's on here, amen, amen. So we just want to thank God for his blessing. We don't have nobody, just only one person here tonight. By God's grace, I saw Brother Eli, but he got off. So let us just try to connect him again. Yes, and let him know that we are on. And I pray that our brothers and sisters would come on and listen. But I know many of them are with families and friends on this eve. And by God's grace, I pray that they can come and pray and share their testimonies, what God has done for them. So there's no one else, but anytime you're ready to press one, you can press one and share. But I'm going to continue to read this. Others join us and press one. Amen. It says, even Jesus had a similar question when he was here on earth. My God, my God. He cried out as he hung on the cross. Why have thou forsaken me? Mark 15:34, he wondered if his father knew and cared that he was hurting so terribly. The Bible describes Jesus as a man of sorrow, a familiar with suffering, and that's in Isaiah 53:3. And it says, God, even when you're hurting, you may not find it easy to believe right now when your hurting is so painful, but God does know all about it, and he cares. He's very close, even when he seems far away. When we know this is true, because Jesus promised, I am with you always, even until the end of ages, Matthew 28:20. God is with you when you're hurting. He said, when you pass through the water, I will be with you. And when you pass through the river, they will not sweep over you. Isaiah 43. We got to say those scriptures. God is there in our worst trials and hurts. But if that's true, why does he do something about it? What does he make the hurting? Why doesn't he make the hurting go away? So, brothers and sisters, as we read this, knowing that God cares, you know, we may be suffering some pain and problems today, even financial, even sometimes we suffer hurt from others. But you know what? God sees it all. And that's why it just don't pay to focus mind on trust and belief. So I just want to give God thanks for that. But if there's anyone that want to press one and share, you can press one and your line could be open. But I will continue to read even this. So until we get others to come on. First of all, how do you know he isn't doing something about it? How do you know that your situation wouldn't be much worse than it is, except for God's intervention? We live in a world in which evil is a reality. The Bible says that this evil is the direct result of Satan, who is engaged in life or death struggle. Again, a word picture, and the Bible shows us that God is restraining this evil. Beholding it back from doing its worst. Oh, praise God. Praise God. The book of Revelation picture four angels holding back the four wings of the earth, and the angels from heaven urge them, do not let loose these winds to harm the earth. The message is that God is protecting us from the worst effect of Satan. Desire to harm us. And sisters and brothers, as this speaks of the wind is being held back, if you pay attention to these big rocks supposed to be coming from space, and they are saying often that if one of these rocks hit the earth, it could do some serious damage. So God is not allowing those big, I forget what you call those big rocks that break from the from certain elements that's in the earth. But I think they call them, oh, I'm not going to say the word. I don't know what they call those big rocks that's trying to come in and hit the earth. So we know that God is holding everything back, that this place will not be destroyed, because he said there's nothing going to destroy this earth. It's that God said he created and he's going to destroy the earth, because it cannot happen until Jesus said all of his word is fulfilled by God's grace. Amen. So I just want to thank God for his word. Excuse me. And praise God, because he is the one that taking care of us each and every day. So we praise God for that. So, brothers and sisters, as I read that, I'm asking my brothers and sisters to press one, and you can share whenever you like to share the word on but one person. So we can continue to read as we have others to join, or if you just want to I'm just going to play some music, because I don't want to continue to read, but I want to play something until others join so we can have someone else to be able to talk on the prayer line. We know this is a evening that people are doing things. Amen. People are visiting and out and about. So I just want to thank God. Boy, we've been having some cold weather. And the weather is been down to a hard freeze, and then in the afternoon it kind of break, and then it gets to the hard freeze again. So as we go through these times of the weather, we just got to stay warm, stay keep yourself see, and not get these colds and flus. By God's grace, take you some tea. And just stay healthy. Amen. So I just want to thank God for this prayer line. But I will play a song until we get more people on the prayer line. Because I don't like talking for a long time. I'm not the minister. I'm just the host. Amen. and I want my sisters and brothers, I'm just going to play a song. And while I'm playing this song, I'm waiting on others to join us by God's grace.
Our loving Father, we are grateful that today you've blessed us.
Sorry, not the message. I'm just going to play a song. Let others join in. Amen. We got someone else joining. So, and if there's anyone would like to press 1, you can press 1 and share, and your line could be open. Amen. Let's open this line. 857-505, your line is open. You can
hello,
your name
Sister
Miguel.
Hello,
brother.
Hello,
brother.
Sister Miola, I have to do some. Sister Miola, I call back the prayer line because I have to go right now.
Brother Eli has to drop. But okay, well, I'm going to play this song. Okay, we have one, the first one, and we're just going to open your line. Amen. 985-232, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. The Lord, the gate for blessing us. Another, well, it's not a whole week yet, but I just thank him for blessing us thus far. Thank you for watching over us and waking us up. And I would like to share a prayer. Dear God, I thank you for the hope that you have placed inside of us that readily keeps us strengthened whenever we feel weak or discouraged. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I hope Brother Eli heard this prayer because he sounds like he's discouraged right now. Brother Eli, hold on. God unchanging hand, because he will take care of it, and he's going to strengthen you soon. Get back on the prayer line so the Lord can strengthen you. This is the only way you're going to get strong. Because you sound down now. And we're going to, Sister Leola, going to lift you up when the prayer starts, and we're going to pray for you. Father God, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Action that you lift up Brother Eli, that he can be back on the prayer line. Lord, whatever bothering him or discourage him, we ask that you take it out of his heart and let him get back on his prayer line and praise you. Lord, we ask you to help him give him that peace and compassion to all understanding so that he can be on his prayer line and give you the praise and the songs that we can continue to praise God and forget about who's making him upset. Father God, we ask you to strengthen Brother Eli and give him that heart that runs heart, give him that strength that runs to heart, Lord. We ask that you give him the strength and those that hindering him that can just give him a word of encouragement and help him to move forward, because he's a praying soul for God, and he loves the Lord, and he loves to give the word. And we ask that at Benton Light family members that we can come on and give God. We should only give God a word of praise tonight and a song, and that we can make peace of this last day of this year, so that we can continue the Lord's word and we can go into a new year. We thank you, Lord. We thank you because you've been a mighty good God. We didn't have to be here tonight. We couldn't have woke up this morning without you. Lord, we just want to thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We ask you to heal all the sick and all the ones that somewhere with the nursing home, on the streets, in the facilities, in the jail. We ask that you heal everybody. We ask that you bless each and every one on this prayer line. We ask that you console all the ones that are heartbroken from family deceased or whatever going through their family, Lord. We ask that you bless them right now. Hug them, Lord. Give them a piece of compassion to all understanding, Lord. We ask that you just bless Sister Power over in Jamaica, Lord. We ask that you care for and keep her in her strength and where she's weak. And, Lord, build her up where she's torn down, Lord, because she's doing a job of a young person couldn't do right now, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Power. She's doing a mighty good job over there, Lord. And we want to thank you for all the other seniors on this line and all the sick ones. We ask the Lord to touch them where they're hurting it. And, Lord, take all the pain away, because I know we're going through a lot. We've been so cold over here in Louisiana. It's been 19. And the Lord has been 27, Lord, but we know you got us. And we ask that you just keep us in the name of Jesus. We know that you say you will. You're knocking the door open. And that's what we're doing, Lord. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for praying for Brother Eli and lifting him up. And he came back on the prayer line. He's back. So praise God. We're thanking God for your prayer. It was answered. Amen. So Brother Eli is back on.
Brother John, yes. Right here. Hold on.
Yes. Go ahead.
Cheers, Brother John from Louisiana. I hope everyone's having a blessed day today. And just want to say, give God the praise and pray that God continue to watch over you and bless you, bless over everyone as he will. I know he will. And he's our shepherd. We're like his sheep. I think that's the verse in the Bible that we're the sheep.
Amen.
And God is the shepherd. Yep.
Amen.
And so he's our keeper. And I know he's going to take care of us always and forever. So God bless. Amen.
Amen, Brother John. Yes, God is our keeper. He says he's the shepherd and we are the sheep. And he said his sheep hear his voice when he talks. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Brother John, you hearing him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So now we're going to thank God and praise him. Because what Sister Brenda had, a powerful prayer, she lifted up Brother Eli, and Brother Eli came back on. Then Brother John came back with the word. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Amen. So now we're going to open the line for Deacon Eli. You know, Brother Sister Brenda and Brother John, Brother Eli is a deacon. He's deacon in the church now, so we're getting ready to open this line. Amen. We open the line for Deacon Eli. 857-505, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Miola, for opening my line. My name's Brother Eli. Hello, my brothers and sisters. How are you, beloved? My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. First of all, Sister Miola, I'd like to thank God for his love, for his mercy, because he is so good. He's a marvelous God. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Sister Miola, I have a song, my dear sister, before I do it. Special prayer for everyone at the moment, because I hear the voice of the Lord say to me, pray for the others at this moment. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha and Omega, you are Yahweh. Alpha and Omega, he is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh. He is Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we magnify your name, God, this moment, God. God, we want to give you thanks, God. We want to give you praise because, God, you're so good, Lord. God, you're marvelous, God. You're the King of Kings, you're the Lord of Lords. At this moment, God, I want to lift our sister Miola to you, Lord, who is hosting, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Sister Miola, Lord. We ask the God to give Sister Miola the power, Lord. We ask the God to give Sister Miola deliverance, God. God, you're able. God, you're amazing, God. God, 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 Sister Miola is calling you, Lord. Sister Miola is calling you at this moment, Lord. We ask the God to break every chain, God, for Sister Miola, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask the God to give Sister Miola the strength, God, while she's hosting, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen Sister Miola, Lord. We ask the God to Miola deliverance, God. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, bless Sister Miola's husband, Lord. We ask the God to come bless him, Lord. We ask the God to watch over Sister Miola's husband, Lord. God, you're able, God, to do all things, God. God, bless Sister Miola's daughter, Lord, and sons, Lord. We ask the God to watch over them, Lord. God, we ask the God to watch over Sister Miola's son, Lord. Brother Ray, Lord, we ask the God to watch over Sister Miola's sons and daughters, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, for your done for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we want to praise you, God, because, God, you're good for Sister Miola, Lord. We ask the God to break every chain, God, for Sister Miola, Lord. God, we ask the God to cover her, God, with your righteousness, Lord. God, we want to lift her sister Brenda to you, Lord. God, we want to lift her brother John to you, Lord. God, 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 we ask the God to give them the victory, Lord. We ask the God to give them deliverance, Lord. Allow them to enjoy the Sinai, Lord, SDA Church, Lord, after this prayer line, Lord. Allow them to join the Sinai, Lord. Allow them to praise you, Lord. Allow them to give you thanks, God, to give you praise, Lord, because God, you are so good for them, Lord. God, you're marvelous, God. God, 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 you're wonderful, God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Bless them, God, in a special way, Lord. Watch over them, Lord. God, I want to thank you, God, for what you have done for them, Lord. God, I want to lift our sister Dorothy's beloved daughter, Lord, who was on the Avilite ministry, Lord. We ask the God to come bless Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we ask the God to come bless Sister Dorothy's daughter, Lord, beloved daughter, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask the God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for her, Lord. God, God, you're able, God, to do all things, God, for Sister Beloved, Lord. We want to lift her sister Tamiko to you, Lord. We ask the God to strengthen her, Lord. We ask the God to give her the victory, Lord. Give her the strength, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for what you have done for Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, we ask the God to bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. God, 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 we ask God, allow her to
to spend time with you, Lord. Allow them to stay. Allow her to stay in prayer, Lord, because, God, you are so good, Lord. God, you are marvelous, God. God, we want to lift a brother Taiwan to you, Lord. God, we want to lift a sister KTN to you, Lord. We ask God to pick up the stony heart of theirs, Lord. We ask God to give them a heart of flesh, Lord. Allow them to be obedient, God. Allow them to call your name, Father. God, we ask God to break every chain for them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we ask God to put the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Put the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Where is love, kindness, self-control, long-suffering. God, we ask God to open their eyes, Lord. We ask God to open Brother Taiwan's eyes, Lord. Allow him to bring a testimony, God, on this prayer line, Lord. God, we ask God to break every chain for Brother Taiwan, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. God, it is time for Brother Taiwan to baptize, Lord. It is time for him to baptize, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. It's time for him, Lord, to go to a Seventh-day Adventist, Lord. It's time for him, Lord, to go underwater, Lord, to baptize, Lord. It's time for Sister KVN too, Lord, to baptize, Lord. We ask God to open their eyes, Lord. Allow them to be obedient, God. Allow them to read Psalms 27, Lord. The Lord is my rock and my salvation. Who shall I be afraid? We ask God to bless Sister Tamiko's son and daughter, Lord. We ask God to watch over them, Lord. God, we ask God to cover their window posts, Lord. Cover their door post, God. God, we want to lift up Sister Keisha to you, Lord. Bless Sister Keisha, God, in the mockery, Lord. Watch over Sister Keisha, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla, Lord. God, bless Sister Carla, God, in a special way, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Carla to you, Lord. Bless her, God, in a special way, Lord. Watch over Sister Carla, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Get Sister Carla deliverance, God. God, get Sister Carla the strength, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Power, God, from Jamaica, Lord. God bless Sister Power, God, from Jamaica, Lord. God bless Brother Alex Nation, Lord. We ask God to come bless him, God. Watch over him, God. God, we want to lift up Brother O'Neill, God, from New York, Lord. We ask God to watch over Brother O'Neill, God. Allow Brother O'Neill, God, to give you praise, God. Allow him to sing praises unto you, Lord, because God, you are so good, God, for Brother O'Neill, God. Allow him to say hallelujah, Lord. Allow him to say hallelujah, Lord. Allow him to shout hallelujah, Lord. Allow him to shout hallelujah, Lord. God, you are so good, Lord. God, allow Sister Tamiko, God, and Sister Miola, God, everyone on this prayer line, God, to say hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless every single one of us, Lord. God, bless Sister Destinelli, Lord. Watch over Sister Destinelli, God. God, you are able, God, to do all things, God. God, break every chain for them, Lord. Break every chain for Brother Taiwan, God. God, allow Brother Taiwan to cry out to you, Lord. Allow him to cry out to you, Lord, for Brother Taiwan, Lord, and say hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. God, have mercy on him, Lord. Have mercy on Brother Taiwan, Lord. Have mercy on him, Lord. Have mercy on him, Lord. Touch his heart, Lord. Touch his heart, Jesus. God, you're able, God, to do all things. God, break every chain for him, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Break every chain, God. God, break every chain for every single one of us, Lord. Bless us, God. Watch over us, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Eli, lifting up all our brothers and sisters, and I'm in agreement with those prayers. By God's grace, Deacon Eli have offered to went to the prayer of the throne of grace, talk to the Lord for all of us. And Brother Deacon Eli, Sister Brenda's children, she has a daughter, and she has a son, just like Sister Leola, and she has two grandchildren. Well, she has four grandchildren. She has two girls and two boys. So when you lift that up in prayer, Sister Brenda, children too, and Brother John's children, they both got children. Just lift it up as a prayer. Amen. So we just want to thank God for Brother Eli's prayer, and that all prayers, God heard those prayers, Brother Eli, and we are grateful that God received those prayers. And when it's in a time of need, God see he answered that prayer, because sometimes we don't know what our children may go through in a day. But you don't have to be there. But the prayers have been prayed on the prayer line or wherever. God may answer that prayer accordingly. So we just thank him for his kindness and his goodness. Amen. And we're going to continue. We don't have many on, but it's just us few. And you know what the Bible says. He says, where there's two or three gather in his name, he's in the midst. So let us just read. Let us just study this. Look at this book, Does God Care, if you're hurting. And I wanted to tell you, Brother Eli, you know when Brother Akeem sent me a note, and he wants you to know that whenever somebody bullying you, whenever someone bullying you, you have to go to the authorities and let them know that you're being bullied. So I'm going to read this to you because this is something you need to know. Okay, Brother Eli?
Amen. Thank you, Sister Viola.
Okay. He said he did. He forgot to mention to me on the phone, but if Brother Eli is experiencing serious bullying and the leaders don't listen or help, he should go to authorities. I'm aware of the situation on the level where leaders did not. The person experiencing bullying, sometimes those persons take their own life. So, Brother Eli, I know that you won't do that because you know God. It is not right to take your own life, because it doesn't matter. If a person is bullying you, Brother Eli, you go down in prayer and you talk to the Lord. The Lord can handle the people that bullying you. He will take care of it. So if you see anybody being bullied, you pray for them. You pray for that person that's bullying somebody else, because no, that is not right. We got to lift up in prayer the children that are being bullied, because sometimes they can't take it. Amen. So look at the Bible. Look what the word says. It says God dilemma. It says second, God has a problem. You see, we live in a world in which evil. You see, Brother Eli, it is evil. Evil is terrible reality. You see that, Brother Eli, is a terrible evil. When somebody bullying you, evil. So, and he says, God see it. Satan is locked in a great struggle against God and goodness. He is trying to destroy us and everything that calls happiness. You see that, Brother Eli? Everything that calls happiness. Christ Jesus is happiness in your life. So you never let nobody, if they bullying you, walk off and just don't talk to them no more. God is, and just pray for them, God is stronger than Satan. And he will finally win this struggle. Sin and evil, suffering will be totally eradicated. It will be done away with from the earth and from the entire universe someday. But meanwhile, Satan has the power to cause pain and hurt and death. You see that? It is the devil that's working through people. And God's problem is this, how to overcome Satan in such a way. That's why you and I will have the ability to choose the side freely. You see? Our freedom to choose either good or evil is a fundamental freedom that God must preserve at all costs. If we do not choose to be on God's side because we freely want to make that choice, then Satan has won. He accused God in the beginning of being a dictator. meaning he dictated. He's a dictation. He's a bully. He's a bully, and arbitrary and demanding obedience. He set himself up as the alternate to God. Set himself up as an alternate to God. He wants to be God. So we got to, when we see that evil is going on, we got to pray. Okay, we're going to go. And it says, why me? The next answer. Give me just a second. Let me check and see if anybody on the board. Because I'm going to read and tell. Oh, yeah, there's someone else that is on, that came on. And you can press 1 and I can open your line. But we are just reading from the signs of times. Does God care that I'm hurting? And Brother Eli always being bullied. So we are reading some not God that, but God is allowing that to happen, Brother Eli, so you can be strong. And you are getting strong. Because you know what? We don't hear Brother Eli crying anymore. Brother Eli done grew up, and Brother Eli can stand up and he can tell people that it's not supposed to be like that. You're supposed to have God love in your heart. And it says, and I'm waiting on anyone that would like to press 1, because I'm just reading from this little pamphlet just on if God care whether we heard it or not. You can press 1. And I will read. It says, he is trying to destroy us and everything that's stronger than Satan. He will finally win this struggle. Sin and evil and suffering will be totally eradicated from the earth and from the entire universe someday. But meanwhile, Satan has the power to cause pain, hurt, and death. God's problem is this. How to overcome Satan is such a way that you and I have the ability to choose the side freely. I will open the line. You see, our freedom to choose either good or evil is the fundamental freedom that God had, God must preserve all costs. We don't choose to be God on God's side because we are freely want to make that choice. Satan has won. He accused God in the beginning of being a dictator and arbitrary and demanding obedience. Okay, we have read that. So we see how Satan wants to be in the place of God. So we're going to go and open the next line. Amen. We open the line 518-951. Your line is open.
Okay.
Amen, amen.
Good. Amen. Good evening, my dear beloved. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. Sorry to be late. I listen, Sister Leola. Thank you for opening my line. Just reading, I did not get the full understanding of what happened, but, you know, I heard or was reading the script, the passage. But, you know, my dear beloved, Sister Powell, encouraging each and every one as we are nearing a new year, you know, we are asking on this line that each one of us get closer and closer to God. Myself, you know, because God have been so good to us. When we do look back from January till now, the many trials, the tribulation, the many blessings that he have given unto us, we can really say that God loves us with an everlasting love. And he have carried us through, especially on this line, throughout the 12 months without we are hearing any great sickness or any great debt on this line. So, you know, with our family members and ourselves. So I am so thankful to the Lord for all the things that you have done. I just want to thank God for you guys, the brothers and sisters on this line as a family, and let us keep up the work that the Lord wants us to do, to go out there and demonstrate his character and everything. And for us to do that, for me, Sister Powell, to do that, I'm going to sing this little song, and I'm asking the Lord to help me that I will be like him, be perfectly old like him, and just not for myself, for the whole of us on this line. Because when we look around, as Sister Leola was reading what Satan is doing, he is up and down. Remember, one third of the angel is how down here, evil angel, and they are doing and playing their part. So I'm going to sing a little verse because I know it's near time for prayer, Sister Leola, right? It's near time for prayer.
No, I'll sing the whole song because Brother, he won't be on until about 7:30, 7:25.
Right.
Yeah, we have time.
Okay, all right. So we're going to sing this song, not for myself alone, but for the whole group, right? All of us as family. Lord Jesus, we long to be perfectly whole. We want thee forever to live in our souls. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash us and we shall be whiter than snow, whiter than snow, yes, whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, we asking you to let us be whiter than snow. Now wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, look down from thy throne in the skies and help us to make a complete sacrifice. We give up ourselves and whatever we know. Now wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Lord Jesus, for this we must humbly entreat. We wait, blessed Lord, at thy crucified feet. By faith for our cleansing, we see thy blood flow. Now wash us and we shall be whiter than snow. Yes, Sister Leola, you are there? I got disconnect. Hello? Sister Leola, I don't hear anything. I got caught. Whiter than snow.
Okay, brothers and sisters, Sister Power has dropped. Sister Power has dropped, so she may call back. She may call back by God's grace. Her phone has dropped. So we're gonna go into a prayer. And if she can come back, then we're going to just pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you once again, Father, to lift up Sister Power, Lord, as she was singing the song, Whiter Than Snow. Lord, Father, wash us and make us whiter than snow, Father. And Lord, as she was singing that song, Father, the praise was going to you. And her phone dropped. Now, Lord, as we lift it up to you, Lord, knowing she liked to be on the prayer line to give a testimony, share a prayer, Father, we pray for that she can dial back in and that she will share, Father, and allow her to get back in, Father, and bless her, Lord, Father, as you've been blessing her and her ministry and her voice. And I saw her online today, Lord. She ministering to those young men, and she ministered to Alex and teaching them, Father, what thus says the Lord. So, Father, we ask him that you continue to bless Sister Power, work in her life, Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide her, that many could be saved and turn to Christ. I saw the young lady that they built a house for, Lord. She is so happy that she have a home, because, Father, she was living in a rundown tent. Lord, she had a few tents, a few ten pieces crossing, but, Lord, it was no place. It had a it had no walls. It just was covered, a piece of tent here and a piece of tent there. Lord, they was living outside, like a camp, but yet it wasn't all covered. It was raining in there. Lord, I know that is not the way to live. So, Father, I pray, Father, as Sister Power is there in Jamaica, I'm praying that you continue to deliver and to save and to search for those that are lost, Father. As you said, you go searching for the lost. So, Father, please have mercy on all those that's in Jamaica. May they turn their heart to you and become more and more affiliated with the Lord. And Lord, we pray in the prayer for our brothers and sisters here in the United States. May so many is begin to take heed and listening and knowing who they are now. Thank you, Father, for touching the hearts in America and helping people to search those scriptures and to know you, Father. So bless us tonight, Lord, on this prayer line. And I'm asking your Father, he will come and share the gospel on here, Lord, with us. And he will just give him the Holy Spirit, help him. And, Lord, Father, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, as we have lifted up Sister Power, the ministry, Alex Nation, and all those that she. I saw that as I saw that on the YouTube today, how my sister, my mother, our mother, is doing the work of God out there. So thank you so much, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Oh, praise God. Sister Powell is back on, brothers and sisters. So let me open her line. Amen. Sister Powell, yes, I know that. So you can continue.
Yes, I drop. I actually finished the song. I never even know. You know, yes, I finished the song. But my prayer is for each and every one of us, my dear sister, for the new year coming, that we will, you know, be washed whiter than snow, have a personal relationship with God, that we can able to go and do his work. The work out there, my dear beloved, but as he said, the work is out there, but the laborers are what? Work is there, but the harvest is right, but the labor is you. And we just pray. Just a while ago, I was here, my sister Leola. I don't know if you remember Jordan and Shaniki, the two little guys that we were, the grandmother told me that they were in America while they were in the country, you know. Mm-hmm. And I am telling you, sister, it is good for us to do good and kindness to people and to show people the love of Christ. Because when we show them the love of Christ, you know, that is what they need, right? for us to show them the love. And a while ago, just a while ago, who I saw came in. Was Jordan. Jordan and Wendy came in, right? And Jordan and Wendy came in. And you know what? I just see them. He said he's going back to country. I said, going country this Hawaii? You know what he came back? I don't have no food. Sister Leola, the little boy says he's working, right? He's a responsibility now, doing Brent and all that. And I just pray with them, and whatever I have, I was able to pack up a little bag and give. If you see their face, they just laugh, and he was just joyful and healing. You know, Sister Leola, we just have to pray for our young people, because if we, there is no other time, they need our prayer. They need our prayer. No, they're going through a lot of things, you know, a lot of things they are going through. So continue to ask the group to lift up our young people all over the world, you know. And, you know, peer pressure, they can't take pressure, right? And that is the reason why some of them stray, right? So, my dear, continue to pray for Sister Powell and the project when they're moving. And we know that God is able to do all things. My niece and nephew just step in, so I'm going to step out a little, you know. And I will come on. What time, Brother Akeem, coming?
Brother Akeem will be on in about another 10 minutes or so.
I will join.
You and I and Sister Brenda. It's just the two of us. Brother Eli was here with us, but praise God.
Okay.
I said, well, there's two or three gathered in his name. He's in the midst. So we're going to continue to read the little pamphlet until.
Okay. All right.
I will join in. All right. Okay, my sisters and brothers, we're going to continue to read this. Why me? Why me? Okay. It's natural to ask, why me? When pain and trouble come into your life, it often seems so unfair. Why do some people live seem to pain-free, while terrible things happen to others? In the same accident, some will walk away unhurt while others lose their lives. Why? Why does God seemingly work miracles for us but not for others? Totally satisfied answer to such question doesn't exist. We must remember, however, that in the end, the power of miracles and the reasons for them remain in God's hand. God alone, he sees the big picture. He will make all things right, says one Bible writer. God is in heaven and you are on earth. So let your words be few. Faced with such circumstances, we must trust that God knows the answer, even if we do not, and that we will not know until we can ask him face to face in heaven. When can we only believe that when all the accounts of life on the earth are settled, we look back at this earth from the shore of heaven, we'll be satisfied that our present suffering are not worthy compared with glory that will be revealed in us. Romans 8:18. Many things, brothers and sisters. I see some people come out of an accident totally lost, totally all bent up, and that person made it out of that car. Wow. But it says God responds to Satan's challenge was to display his utter unselfishness by sending his own son to earth to live as one of us and to die for us on the cross. Now you and I must choose between God and Satan. And in order to counter Satan's accusation that God forces us to follow him by his superior power, God must make sure that the choice we make is our own, that is honestly and freely chosen. That's why our freedom to choose is so important to God. But it is only the source of God's problem, because if we can certainly freely choose, then we can choose evil. If we can choose to do terrible things to each other, And sisters and brothers, one thing God is a just God. He is trying to get across us that don't continue to choose evil, because by beholding, you become changed. And as long as you think, you continue, Lord help me, Jesus. You know, we got to think. We got to think when we say something, that finger pointing back at me, that same thing telling me, think what you do. So when I read, this is for me, Lord have mercy. By beholding, we come change. So I'm going to read this part, and by God's grace, we're going to offer another prayer, and Brother Akeem should be here. I'm sorry there's not, it's just one person, but Sister Powell will join back. But I'm going to read this part. Well, let me read these two parts. Very important. Let me read these two parts. It said, it shouldn't surprise us then that some people choose to do evil, that pain and suffering result when the young mother dies of cancer, when the marriage breaks up, when the car crash killed a child, when you're hurting for whatever reason, it says that Satan is still fighting God and that sometimes Satan wins a battle. However, the Bible assures us that in the end, God will win the war. The book of Revelation describes this in the word picture of Jesus riding on the white horse at the head of heaven's army. Billions and billions of holy angels follow him. His patience with Satan, evil, has reached its limit. The battle is short. Satan and all his evil following are captured. The destruction of evil will be complete when Satan is destroyed. It will be end of hatred, violence, terrorism, genocide, homicide. It will be the end of all hurtful said things, large, small, that Satan has caused us to suffer. Now, here we go. No pain, nor more pain. The Bible promised that sin will never rise again. I can't pronounce it. It says that God will make everything new, including us. He will wipe away the tears from their eyes. There will be no more death, nor mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelation 21:4. Does God care that you are hurting? Indeed, he does. Is he going to do something about it? Indeed, he is. Both for the big picture and for your personal. He promised, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. Challenge was to display his utter unselfish by sending his own son. Okay, I read that. Praise God, I'm finished. That is done. And as we read such things out of the Bible, brothers and sisters, note, this is a sure thing that God will accomplish all that he says He said he's coming back to get us. Believe him. And just think, when you go to sleep, just think about it. When we go to sleep, isn't that a perfect, if we can go to sleep and rest perfect and peacefully, guess what? The same thing God want to give to us when that end comes. He want to give us that perfect peace and that rest. It shows us while we are sleeping. Because you know what? I have no control what can hurt me. I have no control what can do anything to me while I'm sleeping. Because I don't know nothing. I'm sleeping. You're sleeping. So when we're sleeping, we know nothing. But by God's grace, it's going to be the same thing. When God comes, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, it's going to be like a dream. It's going to be beautiful. God said he has prepared a place for us that we can't even comprehend. We don't even know this thing. He said, and I want to read this before I close out. In Revelation chapter 22, we want to close out with this verse, and then we're going to just another word of prayer, and Brother Akeem will be coming on. He won't be long. He finished at 8 o'clock. Let me read this right quick because he's going to be on in a second. I'm trying to find that scripture. Let me get this. What I want to read. Okay. Okay. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy city descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. You know, these are pure stones. You know, these stones they couldn't even hold these kind of stones in no store, because you know what? People would break it and try to steal them. And he said, and it had a wall, a great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates was 12 angels. Listen how beautiful. The names was written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of children of Israel. They're going to be the 12 children of Israel written on it. And on each three gates, the north gate, the south three gates, and on the west three gates. And the walls of the city was 12 foundations, and the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed, a measure the city, and thereof the wall thereof. And the city lied four square, and the length was large as braided. And the measure of the city was a reed, 12,000 furlongs, and the length of the bread of the height is equal. And the measure of the wall, and 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, of the wall of the world, was of jasper, and the city was pure gold. You hear that, sisters? Like unto, and brothers, and like clear glass, and the foundation of the walls of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was of jasper, the second was of sapphire, the third was and the fourth was an emerald, and the fifth was a saxon, and the sixth sardis, and the seventh, I can't name that, and the eighth was a beryl, and the ninth was Topaz. And the tenth, I can't name that one. 11 was Jason, and the 12 was Amethyst, like a purple. And 12 gates were the 12 pearls. Every gate was one pearl, and the streets of the city was pure gold. It was transparent glass. Now, you know transparent glass, meaning it's thick, but you can see through it. And I saw no temple there, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need the sun, neither the moon. Let me see if Brother Akeem should be on. Brothers and sisters, let us see. Yes, Brother Akeem is on. So let us open Brother Akeem's line. Brother Akeem, we want to thank you for joining us. We're just going to offer a little word of prayer because I had my phone in my hand. I just have to read, and because it wasn't many to share. So let us pray. Father in heaven, Brother Akeem is now on the prayer line to bring the message. Lord, I'm praying, Father, may you bless him, and may you use your Holy Spirit to speak through him, Lord Father, to bring your word and to help us understand. Father, help us to prepare and get ready, because the Lord says coming soon, and we must be ready. So, Father, thank you for your blessing. Bless Brother Akeem. Give the speaker and bless him and help him, strengthen him, and do all you need to do for our brother, Father. And we pray all this in the worthy name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen, Brother Akeem. I'm going to open your line. And amen. All right. Amen. Amen. Now you can bring us the message.
Okay. Praise the Lord, and glad to be back on once again this Sunday. And as we go into our last part of our study on the Holy Spirit, let us have one more word of prayer. Father, bless us and guide us, and help us to understand this topic even more as we study the subject of the Godhead. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. So, as we've been looking at the personality of the Holy Spirit, one of the things that I wanted to bring out, if we can go in our Bibles to the book of John chapter 14 and verse 9. The reason I'm addressing this is because one of the things that many people, in looking at this topic, it's despite the clarity of the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, many have taken the words that are simple and the revelations that are simple and have made them complicated. One of the aspects is that of the subject of representation. And what do I mean by that? So, for example, you may have the individual who understands representation to mean the same as. And many of us understand that there's a difference, but there are many who do not understand that difference. And so many see representation as sameness. So for example, when it says that the Spirit of God came down to represent Christ, many say that this is why the Bible reveals, the Spirit of prophecy calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of God or the Spirit of Christ, because it's not a literal person, it's not a person itself or a being, but rather it is the very influence, the power that flows out of God in Christ, which, by the way, to a degree, is papal in nature. Not that I'm saying everything that is papal is evil. We understand that the reason that so many people are drawn to the papacy is because, not because of the lies alone, but because of the lies being commingled with truth. So there are aspects of truth there. Our work, the work of the Seventh-day Adventist has ever been to disconnect the truth from error, or to allow the Spirit of God to do that work. Disconnecting the truth from error and taking the truth itself. And so this is why we can agree with so many denominations on so many points, as points upon which we can connect. Because while there is error in the Methodist Church, there is also truth. So we can connect with the people on that biblical truth. While there is error in the papal system, there is also truth. So we have to understand that not just because something is papal doesn't mean that it's evil. However, in this instance, what I'm going to mention is an aspect that is evil in the sense of, while there is an understanding that the Holy Spirit is a divine being, there is also this understanding among some groups that this divine being emanates from the Father and the Son, comes out of the Father and the Son. Hence, it is the power that's flowing out of Christ, the power that flows from God. This is why when you look at the concept of the papacy, or when you look at the concept of the Trinity from the perspective of the papal system, you see this aspect of a triangle. One, a triangle facing downward, the point facing downward in the center. And on one side at the top, you have a circle, and it says the Father. Going to the other side, it has a circle, and it says the Son. And then as the two lines come down to the center and meet, you have the Holy Spirit. And from both, you see the Holy Spirit. It gives the idea of the Holy Spirit emanating from both. So the Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God in Christ. He's not a real person. When he comes to represent, it's really that he is the same as Jesus. He is the same as the Father. Friends, the Bible does not teach this. When it talks about representation, it actually means coming to actually reveal someone, coming to stand in the place of someone, to stand there on their behalf. And I'll give you an example of this. This is found in John chapter 14 and verse 9. It says, Jesus said unto him, all right, the context here is that Jesus is speaking to Philip. Now notice what Jesus says. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Because Philip just asked him in verse 8, show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us. Or show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. In other words, it would be enough for us. Jesus said, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? And then Jesus says this, the context of representation. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? So do you see that? Because believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. So what are we seeing here? Christ is revealing, as he has said in many other instances, I am here to represent God, to reveal him. Now, Christ being the Son of God coming to this world to represent God. Representation, we understand, does not mean sameness. Neither was Christ an influence. Christ came as an actual person to represent another person. Christ came as a person to represent another person. In the same way, the Spirit comes to represent another person, to stand in that person's place. And so this is why it is crucial for us to understand that representation does not take away personality. For the Spirit to be the Spirit of God does not mean that he is a force that flows forth from God. As we saw last time, the Spirit is a divine being coming to represent two other divine beings. And this is why the other trap that people fall into when we read in verse 9 is when it says that Jesus is representing the Father. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Then people say, you see, when it says Christ and the Father are one, it literally means that. And we already covered that point, that the Bible does not teach modalism. It does not teach that at different phases in history, God appears as one out of the three. In one phase, God appears as the Son. In another, he appears as the Father. In another, he appears as the Holy Spirit. No. It's three individuals who manifest themselves, sometimes all together, as we see at Christ's baptism, or in different situations, they manifest themselves depending on the situation. But it's three different individuals, all a part of the Godhead. So rather than three in one, it would be three yet one being, or yet one in unity. Let me say it like that. Not one being, but one in unity, one in purpose, one in nature, not one in person. So when we talk about Jesus here in John 14:9, we're talking about him revealing the Father as one who came to do that very work. In the same way that Jesus came to reveal and represent the Father, in the same way the Spirit came to represent the Savior, and in so doing, reveal the Father. And so we're going to go into that at this moment. So one of the texts that really brings this out, this personhood of the Holy Spirit, and what his work is, as we'll see this here. Go with me in your Bibles to the book of Acts. Acts, and we're going to go to chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. This is very interesting. Acts chapter 13, and we're going to start from verse 1. Now, there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers. So that's powerful. The church was abundant with prophets at that time. And one of the reasons I believe that was the case was because they were seeking to live in harmony with God's principles, seriously live in harmony with God's word. I think one of the reasons that we don't see as many prophets today, one of the reasons that we have to look back at the books that have been given to us by a prophet, a messenger of God in the person of Ellen White, is because the time when prophets rise up is in a time when God is calling people to his law and when people are living in harmony with those principles. Yes, there have been times when prophets have been raised up to guide people back to the principles, but many times we see a proliferation of prophets when people are seeking to live in harmony with God's principles. And today, in many of the churches that constitutes Babylon, you may have the aspects of people having true visions and dreams, but at the same time, the reason that the gift of prophecy is so dead in terms of the manifestation of the prophetic gift is because there is an absence of God's law. That while Christians see in the Word of God the manifestation of the call to keep God's commandments, to live in harmony with his principles, they would not. And so as a result, they are lacking, they are coming behind in the gifts. And so, friends, this is why it's so powerful when it comes to our movement that we have a messenger that God has sent. We have prophetic writings. We have the Word of God, and we have the writings that only amplify and point us back to the Word of God in the writings of Ellen White, which are the testimony of Jesus Christ as well. So we're seeing this powerful revelation. And at the end of time, as God's people continue to return to his truth, experiencing the revival of primitive godliness, we are told that God will pour out the gift, his gift upon sons and daughters. He will pour out his power that men and women may begin to prophesy once again. But here's the catch. They won't contradict the old light, but only guide people into a deeper understanding of that which has already been revealed, the writings that we have been given for over the past century, and also the writings that we have been given in the Word of God. And so it continues here. It says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. Now look at what happens here, verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, notice this next part, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Do you see that? That's powerful. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia. And from there, from thence, they sailed to Cyprus. Do you see what just happened there? As they, verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, a force came upon them and caused them to separate Barnabas and Saul. That's not what it says, right? It says the Holy Spirit spoke. Now, friends, a force cannot speak. The reason that it states this here is to reiterate the point that we are dealing with a divine person. Speaking, a divine person, that we see that it is a divine person because the Holy Spirit can be grieved. The Holy Spirit draws. The Holy Spirit speaks. That's crucial. So we're seeing the reiteration here throughout the New Testament that more than it being the, more than the book of Acts being the Acts of the Apostles, it is truly the Acts, the actions of the Holy Ghost. And now we see one of the actions is the Holy Ghost can actually speak. And it spoke to the believers and guided them to realize that there is a call upon Barnabas and Saul's life to work for the salvation of souls. And so we're seeing once again the aspect of the personhood of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to go from there to the book of John, actually to the book of Psalms 139 and verse 7. So now we're not only going to see, as we've seen in the past presentation last week and today, that the Holy Spirit is a divine person. But this person, now that Jesus is in human flesh, this person takes on a specific role. This third person of the Godhead takes on a specific role that Jesus possessed prior to his incarnation. And we're going to see this. So go with me in your Bibles, and the Holy Spirit has always had that role, by the way. We're going to see it here. Psalm chapter 137, verse 9, 139, actually, verse 7. And it states there in Psalm 139 and verse 7. This is what it states here. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? In reference to the Holy Spirit. Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me fast. All right? So do you see what happens here? So in verse 7, it mentions, where shall I go from thy spirit? So notice the understanding that the psalmist is giving to us here is that there's nowhere where man can be, the Holy Spirit is not. Giving us the understanding that the Holy Spirit, therefore, is omnipresent. The Holy Spirit is omnipresent. And the reason that this will play such a crucial role in the context of the plan of saving man is because after Jesus took on human flesh, bearing that human flesh all the way into eternity, how can Jesus now be everywhere at once? Friends, it's because he would send the Holy Ghost. I want to read it to you from the Bible, and then we're going to read it from the Spirit of Prophecy. So let's check this out. John chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. So this is John chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. And this is what it says. John chapter 14, verses 15 and 16. So Christ is speaking about when he leaves. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. And listen to this. God is speaking, yes, to his apostles that are close to him, right? Christ is speaking to the apostles that would have been around him at that moment. But this statement trickles down throughout time to every believer. It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. Even 12 people in and of itself is a powerful revelation. Abide with you forever. So the Holy Spirit would be with these 12 men wherever they went, eternally, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him, for for he dwelleth with you. And in some powerful way, friends, the Bible then says, and he shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. And he's speaking about that coming in the person of the Holy Ghost. All right? So what we're seeing here, and Ellen White actually talks about this. She brings this out even more. She states the following, and this can be found in Ellen White writing to Edson and Emma White. So writing to her son and her son's wife on February 18, 1895, letter 119, 1895. It states here, cumbered with humanity, Christ could not be in every place personally. Therefore, it was altogether for their advantage that he should leave them, go to his Father, and send the Holy Spirit to be his successor on earth. So do you see what happens here? Do you see what she's saying? The idea that she is then conveying is that the reason that Christ wants to go away is not because he doesn't like the disciples, but he understands that his work is limited in the sense that now divinity is cumbered with humanity. So now, in harmony with the principles of manhood and the principles of being a human, Christ cannot be everywhere at once. But he knows that if he goes and he sends the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, can be everywhere at once. One person being everywhere at once. This is why, friends, there are aspects of the Godhead that we will never be fully able to understand in this life. And it will be our study throughout eternal ages. And so the Holy Spirit, though being one individual, can be everywhere at once, helping every believer, drawing every life to Christ. That is mind-boggling. But this is what Jesus understood. And this is why Jesus could say, greater works than me you will do. Why? Because it's not that we will do greater works than him in quality as it relates to salvation. Only Jesus saves. But it's greater works in quantity. Because as the Holy Spirit works in our lives, the cause of Christ is spread far and wide, farther than the walls of Jerusalem and Galilee and Judea and Samaria and the different portions of the then known world. It would go far and wide. Miracles, signs, and wonders would attend the believers. Hence, Christ could say, greater works than myself you will do. Not in quality, for only Christ can save. The quality of the atonement work that he accomplished at Calvary and in his high priestly ministry, only he can do. But as it relates to how that work would spread, Christ understood, if I stay here on earth, then it's not going to happen. But if I go to heaven and I send my Spirit, I send the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, to work in the lives of believers, then my name shall be proclaimed everywhere. In this way, through my representative, one that is, by the way, equal with me, I can be represented everywhere. And so in light of this now, that's why John chapter 14 says what it says. This is another statement found in Acts of the Apostles, page 20, paragraph 2. Speaking of John chapter 17, where Jesus Christ prayed for the oneness of the believers, it states his constant prayer for them was that they might be sanctified through the truth. Then he prayed with assurance, knowing that an almighty decree had been given before the world was made. He knew that the gospel of the kingdom would be preached to all nations for a witness. He knew. Now notice this. This is the other part of the Holy Spirit that we will notice. So we've noticed so far that the Holy Spirit speaks, reiterating the reality that he is a person. We notice that the Holy Spirit is omnipresent, showing that he has the attributes of deity. He can be everywhere at once. But now we're going to see that the Holy Spirit is not only omnipresent, the Holy Spirit is omnipotent. His constant prayer for them was that they might be sanctified through the truth, and he prayed with assurance, knowing that an almighty decree had been given before the world was made. He knew that the gospel of the kingdom would be preached to all nations for a witness. He knew that truth armed with the omnipotence of the Holy Spirit would conquer in the battle with evil. and that the bloodstained banner would one day wave triumphantly over his followers. That's Acts of the Apostles, page 20, paragraph 2. So the Holy Spirit is not only omnipotent, that's all-powerful, the Holy Spirit is also omnipresent. That means the Holy Spirit can be everywhere at once. And so, friends, we're seeing that the Holy Spirit has, powerfully enough, the Holy Spirit has the attributes of God himself. Friends, that's something we must ever remember, that the person that is drawing us to Jesus, the person that is drawing us to God, is not a force. It's not something, but someone that's drawing us to the Son of God. Someone who chooses to set himself aside and not speak of himself, but speak of another, that we might be drawn to that person and ultimately be saved. Friends, as we end, I'll read one more text to bring out now the omniscience of the Holy Ghost. All right? And this can be found in the book. Let me see if I can find it here. One second. All right, so turn with me in your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, actually, yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, all right? And we are going to start off from verse 13. All right, actually verse 10. All right, this is what it says here, verse 10. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 10, but God had revealed them unto us, speaking of the world to come, by his Spirit. So the Spirit searcheth. Now, how can God reveal what is to come, reality that we cannot even conceive? How can he reveal that through another person? This is what it says. But God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the gift, not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because, as we quote many times, they are spiritually discerned. All right? Now, as you look back at this, one of the powerful things that it reveals about the Holy Spirit is that the Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, searches the things of God and reveals it to us. But notice the capacity. Notice how deep that the third person can go in searching out the mind of God. It says in verse 10, but God had revealed them. So I'll read from verse 9, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, even the deep things of God. Now, friends, how deep do you have to go to understand the mind of God? Friends, infinite. You have to be able to go infinitely deep. And the way that this is reiterated is that for the Spirit searches all things, that already gives us the understanding that omniscience is being spoken of here. But you know it's omniscience when it then says, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God, and this is speaking of the mind, right? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. So in a sense, what the Holy Spirit is being compared to here, in an allegorical sense, in a symbolic sense, in that he knows everything that God knows. He understands the very heart of God to its core, if you can say that, in light of the fact of dealing with infinite concepts, infinite thoughts, infinite depths of truth. The Holy Spirit is able to pierce those depths. Hence, we're seeing here the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, being God, understands the very mind of the Father and the Son as well, and understands all and knows all things, revealing that the Holy Spirit is not just omnipotent, and the Holy Spirit is not just omnipresent, but the Holy Spirit is omniscient. He knows everything. Hence, having the attributes of God, hence speaking, hence, as a result of Jesus acknowledging the Holy Spirit as a person in John chapter 16 and 14, we are coming to the realization that not only is the Father a personality, not only does the Son have a personality, but the Holy Spirit is also a person. And as we read in the scriptures, we must see that as such. We are dealing with the heavenly trio. We are dealing with the three heavenly dignitaries, the three living persons among the Godhead, as Ellen White would say. And so I pray that this made sense. Let us close with a prayer. Father in heaven, I pray that you'll give us wisdom and understanding continually. Lord, we know that we can only go so far in our understanding of this subject. But Lord, by faith, we believe your words. By faith, we seek not to complicate your words, but to receive them as they are, both in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen, amen. Well, we want to thank Brother Akeem, brothers and sisters, for this message tonight. And by God's grace, Brother Akeem, I understood it well. I always believed there was three persons operating one, because it has one purpose, just salvation. So is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, there's one purpose, to return us all back to God. Praise God. So I just want to thank my brothers and sisters for coming on and listening to the prayer line. We thank all the other countries that hear on the prayer line that listen in from, I think it's North Korea, Japan, the Netherlands, different places in the country. And we have like 52%. Of the United States that come on. So we get like a reading, a number. So we just want to thank everyone that come to listen at Evan Light Ministry. So God bless each and every one of you. And I pray that every message that's on this prayer line, everything, this comes from God and not from no other man, but from the God that is heaven and earth, all his word, and I just thank him for that. I don't want nothing of myself, because God say don't take away or don't add, and I don't want to do that, and no one else by God's grace. So we want to thank you, Brother Akeem, and we want to thank our brothers and sisters. We know this Christmas day, I don't do no Christmas. And so I just was praising God that I was able to get on, but we don't have many. But praise God, if they enjoy themselves with their family, we do pray for that. And let us just lift up, and may everybody be safe. We're going to just offer our Father which art in heaven. If we have our sisters and brothers who's visiting with families, because, Father, we know sometimes this is the only day that most people can get off. And they will visit with friends and family. And if they are, Father, I'm asking, Father, that you would bless them with safe traveling mercy, bless them with perfect health and peace, Father,
until we, Father, you bring us all together and be ready, because when this Sunday, Lord, take place, Lord, we ain't going to have no choice. Lord, we're going to be like everything else. We're going to be splitting and going different direction. Lord, we're going to need you to take us by the hand like the angels took Lot out of Sodom, because you say we're going to have to go to the country. We're going to have to run to the rocks. So, Father, I just pray for each and every one on this prayer line. Bless us and keep us. Watch over us tonight. Protect us, Father. And we ask all this in the worthy name of our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless, brothers and sisters, and may you have a blessed night's rest. Amen. Thank you once again, Brother Akeem, and you be blessed, you and your family. Let me play this song, and I hope you all are blessed tonight with this song. Awesome.